Hello, world. Hello, hello. Good evening. My name's Jeanette, the Colombian Catwoman. And today I bring to you a Colombian Catwoman podcast vlog. I just want to share my thoughts with you about getting out of the comfort zone and doing something a little bit different. I live in a city. I live in Las Palmas, Gran Canaria, and today I went up into the countryside in search of a specific place. I couldn't find it. I took many twists and many turns, and I was exhausted walking around in the countryside. But what I will say is that I saw some incredible views, and the basket, the heart of Gran Canaria, where all of the basic food and veg is grown. Fields of lettuce, fields of potatoes, fields of carrots. It was just incredible to see in the daylight, in the middle of, not the middle of December, but in the middle of the road, in the month of December. Cats, they're playing with the computer. I am the Colombian Catwoman after all. So I took some turns and lost, and didn't think that my weary legs could take me any further. Stuck for a while. I was going to miss the bus, naturally in rural parts of Spain and rural parts of everywhere and anywhere. Buses don't run that frequently. And started to try and hitchhike and see somebody would give me a lift to a bus stop or out of the field where I was at the time. And then I turned around and somebody looked and said, "Yeah, come in." This person was an older person, a smaller person, and so I felt comfortable doing that. I wouldn't encourage people to do that, which is hitchhike. Like, I'm on an island, and crime is quite low here on the island of Gran Canaria. So, don't do careless things, but get out of your comfort zone is what I'm encouraging people to do. This man, Camelo, we started talking, as is always the case when you're in rural parts. People are happy to engage with you and to help you and give you the impression of what the environment has to offer. He took me to his friend's place and said, "Do you know where this place is? She's looking for it. Maybe it's there, maybe it's there." I was then able to use their bathroom, which was like desperately needed by that time. And then, whilst at his friend's place, the friend said, "Do you mind dropping my wife down to, the job that she's got to do? Because that's country life. That's how people have always worked together and continue to work together." So we dropped them to where they needed to be, and we were talking. And the woman was actually from Cuba, and so we were talking about Cuba. And I remember being in Cuba 10 years ago. This is, been traveling for a hot minute. So I was in Cuba 10 years ago, and we were talking about some of the things and some of the places and the big black vulva that I remember seeing in the modern museum in Havana. And so we were like, looking and laughing about that, and she was trying to explain it to her kids. We dropped them off, and then Camelo took me around to the place that I was looking for and was so helpful and so kind. I will say one of the things I wasn't happy with, but it is out of my control, is that he likes black women. So that's why he naturally wanted to help me. So apparently he was at work or in the neighborhood, and somebody said to him that there's a black woman down there. So he's like, he got in his car and let me at least give her a lift to the bus stop, because that was where I was going at the time. He did say these things to me. The thing about being in Gran Canaria is that people are very much like being in the Caribbean. They don't hold their tongue. They say what's on their mind. And that's good, because you know where you stand with people who say what they think. So we're driving around. He showed me the place. He took me to somewhere else, showed me something else. We then got out of the neighborhood and then went and had a cafe. I invited him to a coffee, and it was just lovely. He then didn't leave me there at that bus stop, because it would have been like a 45-minute wait for the bus, because it's the rural part of the land. He then took me down to the main bus stop. And then when we were at the bus stop, he bumped into somebody that he knew that he'd maybe helped before. And it's just something that I want to say. Great things always happen when you get out of your comfort zone. And naturally, it's a reflection of how I feel when I'm in the countryside. I don't have that experience when I'm in the city. And city life is city life, wherever you go. But countryside is for me, and I always have great experiences. And I love sharing these anecdotal stories of people that are willing to help, willing to go the extra mile, not in it for any particular reason. He likes black women, and he was laughing about the fact that he was divorced. Oh, he is divorced, and said, somebody said, "Oh, don't let some Colombian woman or whatever take all of your money." He's like, what's the difference whether it's a woman from here or a woman from abroad who takes my money? It's better if she's from abroad because at least she takes my money and then she goes and I don't have to see her again." I love these little stories that people have got to tell. And he was so full of life and so fit. And he lives with his mother. And said his mother's 89 years old and she still does everything for herself. And that's another thing about living in the countryside, that people live a hard life, but also a healthy life. So, out of your comfort zone, do something different. What have you done different recently? And what would you like to experience? That's it from me. Next, aka the Colombian Catwoman, over and out.